tell us what you know. Get on the Indo-American News Radio quiz show.
I think I know this. The only quiz of its kind on Desi Radio in the U.S.
And win points, a prize, laughs, and make friends. To get on the Indo-American News Radio, email today IndoAmericanNews@yahoo.com or call 713-789-6397. Indo-American News Radio on Masala 98.7 FM every Saturday, 3 to 6 p.m. with Jawahar Sanchali, Pramod and Jyoti.
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Ah, sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Hello, everybody. This is Jawahar, and welcome to Indo-American News Unplugged. We are back to our quiz, current affairs quiz this week after an absence of maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
Several weeks, actually.
Well, actually,
Jawahar.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yes.
We
yes,
had Jyoti yes. on for 2 weeks, and before that, we had a discussion.
Correct.
With Kapil and Balaji and so on and so forth.
We haven't done the quiz contest in quite a while. Welcome back, folks.
And I hope everyone's missed the fact that they haven't been able to do the quiz, because the quiz is such a wonderful animal, don't you think, Sanchali? It's
Absolutely.
A wonderful animal.
I don't know if I'd call it an animal.
It is one that makes people laugh. So therefore, we want to have a lot of fun at the sake of our contestants, and we have three marvelous ladies with us today.
I know. I'm so excited because it's an all-women crew again.
I'm the only guy here. I feel I'm outnumbered again.
And what's the quiz contest called, Jawahar?
It is called I Think I Know This.
I Think I Know This.
You
Come
say
on. You have to say it correctly. You've forgotten how to say it.
It's been so long. It's
I'm
been 4 weeks, like I said.
Very disappointed, Jawahar.
4 weeks that we haven't
oh,
done this.
Well.
And we have these three beautiful young ladies with us, and they're all part of the Punjabi Cultural Association.
Punjabi Society of Greater Houston.
All right.
Okay, therefore, I'm corrected.
Right.
And that's Jasmita Singh, who is one of the ladies who are here. And the reason why we have them all from the same association today is because they're going to be talking about the Grand Vaisakhi Mela, which is on April the... Jasmita?
20th. April the 20th from 5 to 10.
Okay. I wanted to make sure that they heard your voice when I said that.
No, the thing is that you're quizzing me already.
So without much ado, I'm going to go ahead and ask our ladies to introduce themselves. What do you think, Sanchali?
Yeah, absolutely. Right. No, actually, Jasmita doesn't need any introduction.
Jasmita,
entire Houston Desi community knows her.
Thank you.
She's been hosting this Vaisakhi Mela for how long, Jasmita?
Since 2006.
See, believe it or not,
and
it's
she's
18
and
years.
She's on the radio also, on the Bound Radio.
I remember when you all used to do it at U of H.
That was a long time ago.
Yes.
Yeah, I am on Radio the Bound every Sunday also. From 4 to 6. So you'll be listening about Vaisakhi more on Radio The Bung tomorrow.
Right.
From
right,
4 to 6.
Right. Well, if you must be on The Bung, you must be on The Bung.
Yes.
You know, but we are right here on Masala.
That's
we're going
right.
to give
we
you
are
the,
giving
all
you
the,
Masala today.
All the Masala. And then, Jasmita, tell us a little bit about yourself, other than the fact that the whole world knows you.
Oh.
introduce yourself.
I think I would just say in probably in 2-3 lines that I'm a real estate agent by profession. And I am on, you know, RJ, as well as I conduct a lot of events here in Houston. It is not only Vaisakhi I do it. I have been doing the ICC events also, India Culture Center, and I was a president for a couple of years there as well. And conducted those events, cultural events, since 2009.
Right.
So I have been in this community for so long, and I love my community, and I would... Somebody tells me to leave Houston for any reason, I would never leave it. So,
well, then, and we love the fact that you're so involved in the community, and,
yes.
and that because of your involvement within our community, and you're a Sikh.
Yes, I'm
so,
a Sikh.
So you bring in a lot of the Sikh community into
exactly.
these functions.
Yes.
Otherwise, I mean, it's no big secret, but a lot of the Sikh community shies away from being involved, which is a shame.
Yeah, I am going to just, you know, ask all the communities that actually everybody comes to watch Vaisakhi show. I mean, in Desi community, Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, Americans, Sai, everybody, Christians, everybody comes to see Vaisakhi.
Right.
I would actually, whoever is listening to me, if you are Punjabi or Sikh, please do come to ICC events also. It's a reciprocation.
Right, and that's exactly what I'm saying. They kind of shy away from all the
other activities, yeah. So
and that's
we are all one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why I'm very happy that you do these events.
Just to show
and
that we
are
one.
You've been doing this since when you were doing it with the... At the University of Houston, you did one.
I was with the Ratna Kumar at that time. I was teaching the dances, so we did
the Punjabi
shows at Miller.
Vaisakhi Mela. You did the Vaisakhi
Mela, University of Houston.
Yes.
I remember that. Very nice.
Many years.
That was through the Sikh National Center or something?
There was nothing, no Gurdwara since day one. It was a Punjabi Society of Houston.
Okay.
Now that was a non-profit organization as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have created this new organization because that organization slowly and steadily people kind of separated from because of the Gurdwara. Some people went to National Sikh Center. Some people stayed at the Sikh Center.
Yeah.
Some people went to Bareen Gurdwara. Some people went to Sugarland Gurdwara. So it was like, you know, not coming together. So I just recreated and asked some of the members also to just recreate this non-profit organization so we can continue this Vaisakhi event. So that's the reason we have created this Punjabi Society of Greater Houston. We have the same members. A lot of members are the same.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for that introduction. And we're going to be talking more about the event,
absolutely,
actually, and more about what people can expect when they come to the Grand Vaisakhi Mela on April 20th.
April 20th, mm-hmm. April 20th from...
After you paid your taxes. And so in the middle that we have our next guest, Raman. Raman, please introduce yourself. Raman Johar.
Yes, my name is Raman, working very closely with Jasmita. Really very excited for the Grand Vaisakhi Mela. I did work with her last year as well. It was an awesome event. So definitely expect a lot of dancing, singing, music, awesome food also.
Booth also,
yes.
But Raman, before you go further on, tell us a little bit
about yourself.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I'm a program manager by profession. I work for a corporate company here, so in the corporate world, I would say.
Which company do you work for?
Cisco Foods.
Oh, wow, nice. You work on Eldridge Parkway?
I do, yes.
Okay.
So I work very closely with a lot of, the business and the tech people with Cisco Foods. So, yes, working there. I've been working there for more than a decade now.
Wow. Where
and
are you
she's a very
from?
Good organizer also. I mean, you know. So
good,
that's
good. We
saying.
Can we can always tap you in for some free food, right?
Sure, absolutely.
So where are you from originally?
I am from Delhi, from India.
Oh, really
nice. But moved here many years back, so.
You're here with your family?
Yes, I am here with my family.
You want to give a shout out to your
absolutely.
Husband and kids?
Yes. I have two kids, seven. A daughter, 7 years old, and son, 10 years old. So giving a shout out to them. Yay, your mama is on radio today.
Tell us their names.
Yes, Ashna and Angad.
And your husband?
Jasmeet.
Okay, great.
All right.
Well, good to have you with us.
What part of town do you live in?
We live northwest of Houston,
so
very close to where Jasmita lives.
Don't tell her. Sanjali will come to your door.
No.
Any day.
I wanted to thank you even more that you drove down all the way over here. So,
thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, over to the next contestant.
Contestant number three, please introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Soma Grover. I'm a commodity manager in one of the corporate and industries as well.
Uh-huh.
I have been working 7 or 8 years now.
With which industry? Which company?
Oil and gas, Crane.
Yeah, go ahead, Soma.
Yeah.
So
and
tell
I
us
have
about
my daughter,
your family. Yeah, Sonal
I have my
is
daughter
here.
With me.
Pretty Sonal, yes.
Yeah, pretty Sonal. And I have another daughter who is right now with my husband, but...
What's
you know,
her name?
Her name is Sejal Grover.
Sejal. And
yes.
Your husband?
My husband is Lalit Grover.
Okay, and where do you live?
We live in Woodlands.
Wow. I sincerely thank all of you contestants for driving down all the way because it's quite a...
Yeah, all for Jasmita. I think
all
we...
Right.
Right. She's doing so much hard work. Absolutely. We are just supporting her.
Yeah. It's actually a lot of fun to come here today. Yeah. So thank you for this opportunity. Yes, actually.
You know, the Sikh community is the most fun community in all of India. So
That's coming from a Bengali.
So I have to give you all that. I mean, the fun that y'all create, none of the other communities can create. So I always look forward to all the Sikh activities.
We love
the
Bengalis.
The best food also. Yeah. Food also, I think the Punjabis make the best food in all of India.
So we're definitely seeing you on the 20th.
I want you. Is it a Saturday?
Yes, it is a Saturday.
So we'll have to come after.
Sanchali will end up dancing on the stage.
No.
We want everybody to come and dance.
You know, Sanchali is a beautiful dancer.
Yeah. Really? I am sure Bengalis are very good dancers.
Yeah. Actually, we're building the timeline today. It's a perfect timing.
She makes me dance all the time.
So we'll come after the radio show. Yeah.
So... Soma, did you give a shout out to your family?
Yes, my daughter is with me. Her name is Sonal Grover. She'll be telling us about something about Vaisakhi. She's also performing in Vaisakhi celebration. So
and what about your husband? What's your husband's name?
My husband's name is Lalit Grover.
Oh, okay. You just mentioned that.
Yeah, she did.
Sorry.
And all right, what do you do again? What's your profession?
I'm in procurement.
Okay, so supply chain kind of?
Yeah.
Okay.
We've got a few minutes so we can give the rules of the game.
Yeah, we got actually 6 minutes. We have a lot of time. So, folks, so this is a quiz contest based on current events, anything that has happened in the last 2 weeks. Mainly US and world based, nothing specifically about India. Mm-hmm. And there'll be 6 rounds of questions and it'll go in a clockwise fashion. So just Meeta and then Raman and then Soma. So you have to own your own question. It's not a passable round question because we don't have buzzers. So you may know the answers to other people's questions, but you can't buzz it and give the answer. I'm sorry.
You're scaring us already.
We support each other.
And you have to turn your phones upside down.
Oh, no! I guess he saw me.
No help from Google, guys.
I don't
and
want
no,
you,
no
I,
prompting others that
I don't want your a, husband B, to be C. sending a
So they're all multiple choice, which makes it very easy. By the process of elimination, you can easily arrive at the answer. And some questions may have more than one answer. So I will give you partial points if you just get like 1/3 of it or whatever. And then at the end of each round, I will give you all the score, who's leading. And at the end of six rounds, hopefully we'll have a winner. If not, we will do some tiebreaker rounds. And at the end, I'm hoping Jawahar. No.
No. I'm a Scrooge today. No, but I wanted to mention to you that it's, although you may not know the answer to the question, it's more important to be humorous than to be right.
Absolutely.
So because we want to make sure that you've got a funny bone.
Have fun. Yeah.
Don't worry, we're only going to have fun. I don't know what questions you're going to ask, so we may not even have
the answers. Questions, some may be sports, some may be entertainment, but most of them are world events currently, what's going on, politics-based.
Right. So now we've got about 3 minutes left before we go to a commercial break. There will be a commercial break every 20 minutes.
Yes, every 20 minutes. So, and then we'll come back.
So, and in that time, the 3 minutes, you want to tell us a little bit more about the event?
So first of all, Saturday, April the 20th is
the Grand Vaisakhi Mela.
And we are starting at 5 o'clock
and
just
it's
for the
where?
Give us a location.
Yes, it's HCU. It's Houston Christian University.
Which used to be Houston Baptist University.
And right. In there, they have auditorium, which is Morris Center. It's a beautiful, it just looks like Wortham Center.
Really?
What's the capacity?
Oh, 1,200.
Wow.
So we have to sell the tickets. We are selling the tickets.
How much are tickets?
Going. So it is going to start from 15 when you go down, 15, then 20, then 55, and then 105.
Okay.
And it is all covering all the fees and everything. You don't have to pay extra for fees.
But you do pay extra for food.
Yes, exactly. Because the food is awesome and it is coming from Mahesh Kitchen.
Wow. Very nice.
Very good. Yes.
And it's special pricing though. So it's discounted.
Really? Very nice.
It's not only one side we are going to have booth. We are going to have 4 booths over there in different sides. So people are not going to be waiting.
4 different food booths?
Yeah.
Food booths, boutiques.
All from Mahesh. But they are going to be serving different things.
But also boutiques?
Yes.
Oh, yes. We have probably 11 to 15 boutiques are coming for that. You
wow,
know? So,
nice. And parking.
Jewelry, saris.
And parking is free?
Free parking.
Wow.
Ooh, free parking.
Free parking.
So let me give
and this is a convenient location, right?
Yeah, let me give the address. The physical address is 7502 Fondren Road, folks.
Right, yes. Just north of Beechnut.
Yeah.
And
it's very easy. You know what, when you come from Beltway, you take an exit of Fondren, mm-hmm. and you just take a right. It's right there, University. I think you need to just go for the second gate. Don't go for the first gate.
Okay.
Go for the second gate when you are on Fondren.
Right,
so
right.
Then you just enter, you go straight, and you will see the hall, Morris Center.
Jawar and I will ride together from here.
Yeah.
And we'll make it there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
But what time does it start?
It 5 o'clock. For the booth shopping, it is going to start at 5 o'clock, but mm-hmm. the show is going to start at 6, which is going to be singing. So 6 to 7 is all singing, and after 7 o'clock is going to be Pangra Gidda Gajja. I mean, we are such a great, we both all are organizing this beautiful item, which is Weddings of Punjab.
I know.
And it's
so
not a contest, right?
No, Bhangra dance competition. No. But we are
and
having
tell
an
us the, yeah, the main, the chief, you know, the
celebrity
yeah,
team.
Yeah, yes, yes. Are coming from Los Angeles.
California. Yeah. They are the one of the biggest team in the United States. Wherever they go, people just love it, especially the youth. Mm-hmm. They're very excited. So if you have not seen the Bhangra the way it is, this is the type of Bhangra you have to
okay,
see.
Okay, we folks, hold on that thought. We're going to go to
be
commercial
right
break.
Back after the commercial break. Stay tuned. You're listening to Indo-American News. And we are doing I Think I Know This. We're back with our quiz contest after a long time, folks. So we'll be right back.
Welcome to Indo-American News Unplugged. A new way to share your views with Jawahar, Sanchali and Pramod. खुशी बहुत सारी खुशी और फिर आती है यूएस में भी इंडियन स्टाइल वाले पिज्जा मिलने वाली खुशी
कहाँ मिली ये खुशी
दीप फूड्स के क्रंची एंड फ्लेवरफुल इंडियन स्टाइल पिज्जाज में वैरायटी हमारे इंडियन कल्चर जितनी विविध एंड स्वाद से भरपूर एक प्लान नान पिज्जा सिलेंट्रो पेस्टो नान पिज्जा स्पिनाच पनीर चीज नान पिज्जा मार्गरीटा नान पिज्जा चलो तो ले आते हैं पिज्जा पर दीप फूड्स के बिना नहीं कोई दूजा दीप फूड्स खाओ तो जानो
I love you, Papa, because you are always there for me. When I cry, you make me laugh. When I fall, you pick me up. When I'm all alone, you're my best friend. When I won the spelling bee, you clapped the loudest.
You want to always be there for your children. But we all know there are no guarantees in life. And too many Americans today are not prepared for the unexpected with adequate life insurance. I, Ina Patel, would like to help you secure your family's financial future. I'm a trained professional who can help you identify your financial needs and determine which insurance and financial products can best help you meet your objectives. Contact me now to learn more about life insurance, long-term care insurance, retirement income, and various other insurance options. Call me for a complimentary consultation, 713-591-4130.
Ina Patel, agent with New York Life Insurance Company. Be good at life.
This is your invitation to the intersection of versatility and design, the kind of experience you can only find in a Lexus SUV. A feeling this empowering is invite only. Fortunately, you're invited. Experience the versatility of the complete line of Lexus SUVs and some of the best offers of the year on select models at the Invitation to Lexus sales event, now through April 1st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
New taste with a
twist. Jumbo Vada Pav.
Something new at Honest Restaurant Hillcroft.
Jumbo Vada Pav.
Try it.
Hillcroft ka best fast food hai. Famous Honest Restaurant from Gujarat.
5901 Hillcroft. 832-767-5843. HonestRestaurantUSA.com.
Jumbo Vada Pav.
You'll love it.
So
new taste with a
twist.
We twist.
Crime.
politics, finances, climate change. Sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanjali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Welcome back, folks. This is Indo-American News Unplugged, and we're going into our quiz contest, our current affairs quiz contest. Let me turn
Hey, contestants,
time,
turn time to keep your phones down.
Phones down. And
down.
You know, Sanjali, I have a funny feeling that this is going to run over because these women are having so much fun already.
I know. Let's get to it.
So,
folks, we will be starting with our first round of questions. You want me to start?
Go ahead.
All right. First question for you, Jasmita. An appeals court. She's so tickled. An appeals court last week blocked a Texas law that would allow state and local police officers to do what? And your options are arrest federal officials for taking down border fences, arrest migrants crossing the U.S.-Mexico border illegally, close legal ports of entry into the state from Mexico, or operate on Native American reservations?
I think it's a two.
It is. You're absolutely right. See,
Not that bad.
I knew y'all can do this. So the law would empower state and local police officers to arrest migrants who crossed into the state from Mexico without authorization. It faces an uncertain future. The U.S. Supreme Court briefly cleared the way for the law before an appeals court put the law on hold while the case plays out in the courts.
Well, okay, good job, yeah. Jasmita.
Good
job.
So, Jasmita.
Was that a guess or did you really know?
She opens her account with 1 point. All right. Next question.
It's been going on for so long now.
I know.
Okay, Raman, are you ready?
Yes, as ready as I can be.
Okay. Here's your question. Haiti's prime minister agreed to step down amid increasing gang dominance in the country. Which nation paused its plans to send police officers to Haiti to quell the violence? The options are France, Kenya, Nigeria, or South Africa.
Ladies, you want to help me?
No. Helping
no
going
help.
On.
Woo! Sorry. You own your own
Maybe
question.
Maybe C?
C? Nigeria?
No, sorry. Give me the options again.
France, Kenya, Nigeria, or South Africa?
D.
South Africa.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, you're wrong. It is Kenya.
Yeah. Okay, close enough.
Just be
they look the same, actually. It's okay.
The nation said it would not send 1,000 police officers to Haiti until a new government is formed, since the deal has been struck down with the outgoing Prime Minister Ariel Henry.
I think the U.S. is also not going to.
No. Haiti is a really deep downward spiral.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry, you didn't get that.
Sorry
about
Raman. Next time.
Okay,
question for you, Soma. Donald Trump faces a deadline on Monday to do what? Appear in court for the start of his Georgia criminal trial, pick a running mate in his 2024 presidential campaign, return additional classified documents to the National Archives, or secure $454 million bond in his New York civil fraud case.
I think 450.
Yes.
Correct. Very good, Soma.
Very good, Soma.
So Trump must secure an appeal bond in his New York civil fraud case by March 25th. So far, Trump's lawyers said this week he has been unable to do so. If he cannot, the New York Attorney General who brought the case could move to collect the $454 million judgment, seek to seize Trump's properties, or freeze his bank accounts. So, yeah. But he says he has $500 million cash. So we'll see what happens. All right.
Sanjali,
so you're... Yes, Bolo.
I thought that you are going to be asking Vaisakhi questions today.
I prepared
all the Vaisakhi questions. You know?
Jasmita, we're going to make you dance for the answers.
Okay.
So good.
That
at the end of the first round, we have a tie between Jasmita and Soma. And Raman is yet to
Can
score.
I be out then?
No. I want to be out, actually. These two are...
All right. Question from Jawahar to Jasmita.
I nominate her to talk.
Okay.
Jasmita, here's your question. The House passed a bill this week that could ban which social media app in the U.S.? Options.
TikTok.
See, it's very easy. I don't think.
She got it.
Even before he gave the options, she knew it.
The bipartisan bill, which passed overwhelmingly, would force ByteDance, the Chinese company that owns TikTok, to sell the app or face a ban. The bill now heads to the Senate, where some lawmakers oppose it.
Actually, India has already banned TikTok.
Yeah, quite a while. Yeah.
But everyone's using TikTok there.
Yeah, but it has been banned, actually. But I don't know. Indian to waise hi karte rehte hain. Agar mana bhi karo kuch to dobara karte hain. You know, it's nothing which is new.
She got that. And now
she did get it.
Your question for Raman.
Yeah. All right, Raman, I'll just...
Should I keep it at zero?
No. The goal is to try and score. So Bernie Moreno won the Republican primary for a U.S. Senate seat in Ohio. Which Democratic incumbent will he face in November? And your options are Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, John Tester, or Sherrod Brown?
I think it's number four.
Yay!
Oh,
how did you know this?
I had faith in you, Raman.
At least I knew something.
You all know a lot.
That's a tough one.
Yes, it is. I'm very impressed. It's Sherrod Brown, who has won in the increasingly conservative state as a pro-worker politician who opposes free trade agreements. Moreno, a wealthy former car dealer, has never held elected office but was endorsed by Trump. So good. Raman opens her account with 1 point. All right. Now Jawahar will ask.
Okay. Soma, here's your question. Chuck Schumer, the Senate Democratic leader, spoke on the Senate floor this week about Israel's war in Gaza. What did he call for? The options are an immediate permanent ceasefire, a secular one-state solution, new elections in Israel, an Israeli invasion of Rafah.
I think the second one.
A secular one-state solution?
Yeah.
No, that's not the right answer. Although, maybe that would work, but I don't think they'd have one state in that area. It's new elections in Israel.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Three. I just remember because I just saw that in the newspaper that, he was re-elected again, that guy.
No. Well,
but it is to do with the election.
Netanyahu was elected about 6 or 7 months ago.
Talking about that guy.
Schumer?
No.
Never mind. Okay.
Yeah.
Schumer.
But it made sense to me to ask that.
Yeah.
Schumer, a New York Democrat and the country's highest ranking Jewish elected official, criticized Netanyahu as an obstacle to peace and urged Israel to hold new elections, calling it the only way to allow for a healthy and open discussion, decision making process about the future of the country. He also harshly criticized Hamas for starting the war.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but Congressman Al Green at the mayor's iftar this last Sunday, he was talking about having a free Palestinian state.
So Soma did not get that.
Okay. Yeah, no.
Okay.
Sorry. So at the end of two rounds, we have Jasmita leading with two,
and Raman and
Soma are on one each.
Yeah,
our leader is leading.
Awesome. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. So question for Jasmita. Jasmita, what is the United States calling for in a draft resolution to the UN Security Council this week after vetoing three previous resolutions on the subject? And your options are a deployment of police officers to Haiti, an immediate ceasefire in Gaza, an immediate ceasefire in Sudan, or an immediate ceasefire in Ukraine.
Three?
Yes! Look at her! I mean, oh my God! So it is an... You said Sudan or Gaza or Ukraine? Which one did you pick?
The third one.
Yes.
What
Sudan.
Is the third one?
Sudan.
Sudan.
So no, it is actually an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
Gaza.
Yeah, you marked the wrong one here. Okay, so the draft resolution calls for an immediate ceasefire tied to the release of hostages in Gaza. The U.S. Secretary of State said in February, the U.S. said calling for an immediate ceasefire would interfere with the diplomatic efforts to reach a deal securing the release of hostages. So, yeah, it is the immediate. Sorry, cannot give you a point.
Said that this is going to be fun. You're taking it so seriously.
No.
I want to laugh over here with you guys, okay?
See, Gaza is in the most crisis right now compared to the others.
So let me ask you, since we're talking about fun, how can people get tickets to come to the Mela?
So we have e-tickets. E-ticks, we have a link. Or you can just go to www.punjabisociety.org You know, there is a website. Can you check over there? Because I'm going to just go ahead and say that because it's really important. Or whenever you see a poster, you will see the QR codes. You scan it okay. from your phone. It'll take you to eTix, and you can pick and choose your tickets.
Cool. Very nice. And how are ticket sales going right now?
They're going pretty cool. I mean, we are selling more of
20 tickets.
Yeah, $20 tickets. We are selling that more, and the 15 one we are, you know, in the verge of selling right now. Mm-hmm. But we are it is selling out quickly. Okay. So really wanted everybody to be just buying the ticket as soon as possible because we are going to run out of it.
Okay, are you still looking for sponsorships? Because I see 4 barcodes
yes.
for 4 different events.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're always looking for sponsors.
Yeah. So okay. there's one for buying tickets, one for sponsorships,
yes.
one for booth registration,
uh-huh.
and one for cultural and Mr. and Mrs. Punjab.
And the next question is for Raman.
Mm-hmm.
One for Raman.
I was trying to say.
Here's your question.
We're back to it?
Yep. Here's the question. The Federal Aviation Administration completed a 6-week audit of Boeing's plane production this week. How many audits failed? The options are none of them, 3 of 89, 33 of 89, 53 of 89.
I might have to guess this one. My close enough guess would be number 2, which is 3 of 89.
Okay, I'm sorry. The right answer is 33 of 89.
33, okay.
That's
at least
third.
I had the 3 in it.
That's more than one third. That's horrible.
Last week, the agency announced that the audit had found multiple instances in which Boeing and the supplier Spirit AeroSystems failed to comply with quality control requirements. The findings this week add to the body of evidence about manufacturing lapses at the company. So it's scary, you know, these planes having, especially United planes,
yeah.
tires falling off,
the brakes,
panels coming out.
Brakes not working, the one which went off the runway in Houston.
Right.
It went on.
And I'm going to be flying on a United plane flight
United
next week.
United is having most problems, I think.
Maybe there's some hera-feri going on over there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's Sanchali, you got a question for Soma?
Yeah. Soma, this might be a tough one because it's hard to pronounce for me. Okay. Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar announced that he would be stepping down. What is the position of Prime Minister called in Ireland? And they sound all very weird, so I don't know if I'm saying these right. One is called Dáil Éireann. One is Sinead Éireann. One is Tíochta Dála. And one is Taoiseach.
This is all in the Celtic
in
language.
Celtic, yeah.
Yeah, I can only guess.
Yeah.
Maybe the last one.
It is the last one. So it was a good wild guess. All right, Soma, so I have to give you a point. So let me see what they have.
Yeah, truly
it's,
testing
it's
us.
It's Taoiseach. It's Taoiseach. I don't know how you pronounce it. Varadkar was the youngest person to be named Prime Minister of Ireland and the first openly gay person to hold the job.
And he's also
stepping down?
Half Marathi.
Mm. Varadkar?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, his dad was from Maharashtra.
Yeah, any last name ending in K-A-R is a Marathi.
Okay.
Tendulkar, Gavaskar, Veer Savarkar, they're all Maharashtra.
That's the reason we didn't know because we're Punjabi.
But I am a Bengali, I do know.
But all these people with names ending in G are Bengalis. Mukherjee, Rani Ji, G, Chatterjee.
No, but Kar is like Eka Kar. I know her, so she's Bengali.
Yeah.
She,
it's the, her entire last name is Kar. If it is a long last name with the ending in Kar,
Assamese people also have the last name Kar. Because there are a lot of Bengalis that migrated in that area.
No. This Kar has got nothing to do with that
with
Kar.
That.
Yeah, Kar is by itself.
Kar is a
Bengali.
It's
a
six-cylinder car? Or
So, hey, why did he step down, Jawahar? Why did he step down?
There's a big hurdle about the...
Because he's gay?
No. There are new elections because the National Front is in the majority right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they want to unify Northern Ireland and the rest of Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big power struggle going on.
Hmm. So
is
this him?
Yep, that's him.
I got it.
Okay.
All right, so what's the score?
All right, so we have finished 3 rounds, folks. And we have Jasmita and Soma both on 2. and Raman on one.
Ooh. Okay, we've got time for one more question, and this question goes to Jasmita. Jasmita, here's your question. The AP told news organizations to remove a photo of Kate, Princess of Wales, and her children because it had been manipulated. How did the royal family explain the issue? King Charles accused the AP of manipulating the image. Prince William said the family Instagram had been hacked. The palace said it was created by ChatGPT. Kate said she experimented with editing photos.
What I know that Kate had cancer, so that is the reason she is off. But other reasons, I don't.
No, but why was the...
How was the photo manipulated? What's the reasoning behind the photo manipulation?
Photo manipulation. No, I didn't know that. Let me guess that.
Real quick.
Can you just say it again? I know
King Charles accused the AP of manipulating the image. Prince William said the family Instagram had been hacked. The palace said it was created by ChatGPT. And Kate said she was experimenting with editing photos.
Maybe the last one?
Yes.
That is the right answer.
Oh my God.
Kate was experimenting with editing photos. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So good. Jasmita gets another point. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
You're in the lead again.
She said she said, like many amateur photographers, I do occasionally experiment with editing. So they're.
Okay.
I don't know how they catch these things. People must be paying real close attention to these photos. But anyway, folks, you are listening to Indo-American News Radio, and we are back with another edition of I Think I Know This. And I hope our listeners are enjoying the quiz contest.
So
please call in 281-277-6874. If you have any questions about the Vaisakhi Mela, we have three wonderful ladies here talking about the Vaisakhi Mela, which will be
held. And they thought the questions were going to be on the Vaisakhi Mela. You know, we should have not...
It's on April 20th, folks, and
we surprised them. We surprised them with these questions.
Seriously,
but they're doing so well. I'm so proud of them.
So it is increasing our general knowledge.
Women power, yay.
And I would actually, before you guys go, I just wanted to...
No, we got to go to this commercial break.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So, go ahead. What were you saying?
I just wanted to share the website, punjabisociety.net.
Okay.
You'll get all the information.
Absolutely. A new way to share your views. With Jawahar Sanchali and Pramod.
Looking for fresh, homemade spices? Chandrika Masala is the place. Chandrika Masala retail outlet at factory location, 13220 Morphy Road. Chandrika Masala, 100% homemade spices, attas and chutneys. 713-789-3088. ChandrikaMasala.com. 713-789-3088.
राजा और महाराजा में फर्क क्या है? महाराजा वो है जो कभी किसी के आगे झुकता नहीं. And Maharaja Jewelers is the one who never surrenders on quality. At Maharaja Jewelers, you will find the most uncompromised, flawless diamonds at very affordable prices every day. No sale needed ever. Maharaja Jewelers, bringing diamonds to life. 5821 Hillcroft, 713-480-6776.
सुबह से कितने हिंट दे रही हूँ मैं आज क्या है तुम्हें कुछ भी याद नहीं
याद कैसे नहीं पहले इसको देखो
वाओ डायमंड नेकलेस
ये हीरे नहीं मेरा प्यार है ये कहते हैं 10 साल के बाद आज भी तुम्हारे इश्क का बुखार है
ओह आई लव यू
डायमंड नेकलेसेस बाय महाराजा ज्वेलर्स
5821 हिलक्रॉफ्ट 713-784-5673 महाराजा ब्रिंगिंग diamonds to life.
कदर किसी की सिर्फ बोलकर ही नहीं की जाती क्योंकि चमक से पता चल ही जाता है हीरा कभी खुद नहीं कहता वो कितना चमकता है
Maharaja Jewelers, for when love is to be expressed, not said.
Sachche pyar ka sachcha tohfa.
5821 Hillcroft, 713-784-5673. Maharaja, bringing diamonds to life.
This is your invitation to a masterclass in engineering and design. Your ticket to go from 0 to 60 with the Lexus Performance Line. A feeling this dynamic is invite only. Fortunately, you're invited. Experience the exhilaration of the Lexus Performance Line and some of the best offers of the year on select models at the Invitation to Lexus sales event. now through April 1st. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Crime, politics, finances, climate change. Sometimes it gets to be a bit too much. At Indo-American News Unplugged, we bring voice to your feelings. Call in to talk, share, or disagree with Sanchali and Jawahar.
And listen to Jyoti playing songs based on Indian classical music with Pramod and Sudhir.
So call Indo-American News Unplugged. Kick back and listen up, folks.
It'll make you feel better. Every Saturday, listen to Masala Radio, 3 to 6 p.m. Indo-American News.
Welcome back, folks.
We are on Indo-American News Radio, and we are back with another edition of I Think I Know This.
Yes.
Our current events-based quiz contest, and we have three wonderful ladies with us in the studio. They are from the Punjabi Society of Greater Houston, and we have to rush through the next few rounds because we are in the middle of the fourth round. So my question to Raman. President Biden announced this week that his administration planned to give $8.5 billion in grants to which American company? I think she knows this. And your options are Amazon, Apple, Chevron, or Intel.
Is it Chevron?
No, it's Intel.
It's Intel.
The grants,
I was confused between the two.
Okay. The grants, Biden said, would bolster the nation's semiconductor production and help reduce America's reliance on foreign chips.
Just in time, because Intel needs the help that he can get.
Yes.
Intel lost a lot of the business when Apple started making its own chips.
Now there's a case against Apple.
I don't want to say anything.
There might be a question regarding it later.
All right. So the next question is for Soma. Mm-hmm. Soma, are you ready?
Yes.
You look ready.
Yes.
Happy. She looks very happy.
Okay. So Emma Stone won the Best Actress Oscar on Sunday for her role, not this Sunday, but the previous one, for her role as Bella Baxter in Poor Things. What other movie did she win the same award for? Your options are Cruella, Easy A, La La Land, or Superbad.
Can you give me one more time the options?
Cruella, Easy A, La La Land, or Superbad?
Maybe La La Land.
Because it also won the best picture that year.
She's right.
Yes.
I don't know how she managed to cut it, but she got it right. Stone won Best Actress in 2017 for her role in La La Land. In her acceptance speech this year, she paid tribute to her Poor Things director, Vorgas Lanthimos, and other colleagues. She won in 2017. That was 7 years ago.
I'm watching Poor Things now. It's quite an interesting movie. I haven't finished it. It's available on Hulu if anyone's interested.
No one expected her to win because they were all...
She's doing a phenomenal job.
They were all talking about the Barbie actress, you know?
Yeah. Margot Robbie. Anyway, folks, so we are at the end of the fourth round. And again, just Smita and Soma are in a tie with 3 points each.
Wow.
Raman is on one.
And here you are. You're telling me you didn't know the answers.
Yeah, she knows. They all know. Okay, question for Jasmita. Jasmita, the EPA issued new tailpipe pollution limits meant to ensure that most new cars sold in the U.S. by 2032 are what? First, able to run on ethanol, all electric or hybrids, built using union labor, or powered by hydrogen?
Electric.
Yeah, that was an easy,
that
easy
was
one.
An easy one.
Yeah, good one. Thank you so much. I knew that one.
All right, so you get another point, and the rule increasingly limits tailpipe pollution so that by 2032, more than half of new cars and light trucks sold would be most likely have to be zero emission vehicles. Yeah. The rule would prevent billions of tons of carbon dioxide emissions over the next 30 years and save the average driver about $6,000 in fuel and maintenance costs, according to EPA estimates.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me that. You know, so that I did this.
I know.
And it worked. Raman is like, why am I not getting those?
Raman,
I'm now nervous about the last
one. This is an easy one for you. Really easy.
May not be.
The Muslim holy month of Ramadan began this week. The month's start is customarily determined by the early sighting of which moon phase? Third quarter moon, new moon, full moon, or crescent moon?
Is it new moon? New moon? New moon was, it's going to be on Monday. Crescent moon?
She's changing her answer.
Is it right. It's crescent moon.
Okay, yes. Thank God. Okay.
On the second attempt, yes, she got it.
I got it though.
Okay, it's the early crescent moon. The exact start time of Ramadan varies from place to place because it depends on a range of factors, including who observes the moon and how, as well as whether the sky is clear or cloudy at the time. That explains why Saudi Arabia declared that Ramadan would start on Monday after reporting a sighting of the crescent moon on Sunday, and why Oman reported the same day that the moon was not yet visible.
Yes, thank God.
She figured it out based on the new moon when she...
Yes, I said that. So I had... It was not a pure guess.
Yeah. Very good, Raman. All right. Oh, no. Jawahars, please, spare us.
Are yaar, itni achhi awaaz hai meri. I should be on the mela.
Oh my God.
Yes, I'm making a note.
Okay. All the people who had bought their tickets, they will return their tickets. Okay. Question for you, Soma. Unilever, the personal goods giant, announced this week that it would spin off which division of the company? Beauty, which includes Vaseline. Home care, which includes Surf. Ice cream, which includes Ben & Jerry's. Or nutrition, which includes Hellman's.
I think ice cream.
Yes. Man, these people are too good, yaar. And they keep saying they don't know. Unilever is splitting off its ice cream brands into a separate company. That includes Ben & Jerry's, which the corporation acquired more than 20 years ago, but which retains its own board, sometimes leading to conflict between the brand and its parent company. Wonderful, Soma. You and Jasmita are continuously neck to neck. So
Soma.
I wonder who will win. They might be joint winners. All
yes,
right. So at the
true.
End of fifth round, we have
again
a tie between Jasmita and Soma with 4 points each. And Raman has 2 points.
They'll have to share the hamper with me.
Yes.
So this is the last
question. Last round.
Last round. Yes. Jasmita, here's your question. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
She's like, I have to be here.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who's running for president as an independent, said he was considering which two people as running mates. The options are Larry David, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Rogan, Arnold Schwarzenegger, or Jesse Ventura.
I'll give you half a point if you get one of the two.
Arnold?
Is one, and who's your other one?
The first one, Larry.
Larry's a really funny guy, and Arnold is trying to be funny with the neighbor, the neighbor ad.
He was at the Oscars.
No, but the correct answer is Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
And Jesse Ventura.
Oh, that was sorry, Jasmita.
Okay.
He has right. pictures also.
Here they are.
Oh, you have pictures? Yeah. Okay. See, my husband would have given this answer very correctly.
It's Aaron Rodgers. He's the New York Jets quarterback.
He watches the movie. He knows everything what is going on.
No, but Aaron Rodgers was the New York Jets quarterback. And Jesse Ventura is the former governor of Minnesota.
Yeah, because he watches politics and sports. These are the only two things he watches.
Jesse Ventura was also a wrestler.
Wrestler, yeah. So he was an athlete.
All right.
Show us the picture, please. This way, they have seen.
Yeah, good.
All right.
Yeah, you would have given the option of phone a friend, so sure. Right?
All right.
Sorry, Jasmita. Okay.
No problem.
Are you into sports? Raman? No. Okay, what men's college basketball team, which won last year's championship, is the overall number one seed in this year's NCAA tournament? Your options are Arizona, Duke, Kentucky, or UConn.
I think based on what I may have read, I have read, I'm going to pick four.
Yes.
Oh, thank God.
You
Whoa.
Did it.
Man.
Thank God.
It's UConn. The Huskies were ranked as the best team in the field and have a chance to become the first team since 2007 to repeat as champions. Purdue, Houston, and North Carolina are also number one seeds. So, yay, go U of H.
Right.
UConn.
U of H.
Yeah. UConn.
So this is UConn, guys. The Huskies.
Okay, so the last question of the quiz. The last question goes to Soma.
Okay.
Soma, here's the question. Airbnb announced that it was banning which of these in its listings? Mm-hmm. Alcohol, AI imagery, cleaning fees, or security cameras?
security cameras.
Why would you say that?
Yeah, I think so. I've read somewhere.
Okay. Well, you are correct.
Yes.
Previously, visible security cameras were allowed in common areas as long as hosts disclosed them to guests before booking them. So you are right. She got that point.
And guess what? Drum roll, guys. Guess who's the grand winner?
Am Soma.
I? It is Soma.
Congratulations.
She got 5 out of the 6 questions. Awesome. So and proud
you,
of you.
And you. Soma, you were saying that you just didn't know how to do this.
Right.
No, this is my first time in the studio.
No, but not the studio, but the quiz.
No, quiz is like, you know, I give quiz to my kids every day. So,
so mom had to know the answer.
Yeah, exactly. And it's good for the kids also.
And so I do have one more quiz question, and that is, to the audience that's listening in, when is the Grand Vaisakhi Mela happening?
Do you have a prize? Will they get a free ticket?
They will get a free ticket if they answer and call in right now. 281-277-6874.
One free $25 ticket.
Yes.
Or no, $15 ticket.
Yes,
sorry.
$15.
Well, a ticket to get in. Yeah. We'll see. So it's, when is the Grand Vaisakhi Mela happening? In April. Yeah, I even told them it's in April.
And the number to call is 281-277-6874. Folks, you're listening to Indo-American News Radio. And we did this quiz contest after a long time. Quiz contest, which is called I Think I Know This. Mm-hmm. And I think our participants, our contestants had a lot of fun. Did you?
Yes.
You all were expecting the worst, but we all had the most fun. So please spread the word. Tell your friends. We need more contestants.
And I think
they'll
really
have an amazing time.
I think they really did know it.
They did know it. See, you.
Now even Raman, here, you know.
Yeah, she got.
Jiski aankhe yahan phir rahi thi sari jagah.
Yeah.
Itni baar pucha break mein ki please let me know the answer. But no, they are very strict.
You all didn't need any help. You all were too good.
So tell us more about the Vaisakhi Mela. How many acts are going to be on stage?
So you want to just answer that? Come on.
She
wants to talk.
This
okay.
is Sonal, Soma's daughter. How old are you, Sonal?
I'm 9.
Wow. Tell us what's going to happen at the Mela.
How many acts?
Well, we are doing weddings of Punjab, and I'm one of the participants. And
You're getting married at this young age?
No.
Dressing up as a bride.
She's a mother. She's a mother of a bride.
Mother of a bride.
You mean the brides are even younger?
Yeah. Yes. And Raman's daughter is actually playing the bride.
Oh, yeah. How cute is that?
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
But how many acts in total do you have? 20? 25?
Yeah, 25.
Yeah, we have a lot of them. Yeah.
So, and it's going to go on from 6 o'clock to...
5 o'clock to 10.
So, we are going to have 5 o'clock singing. So, anybody want... No, nothing. It's just booth shopping at 5 o'clock.
No, but 6 o'clock is the act.
6 o'clock singing. Is going to be singing. So, yeah. Anybody who wants to sing Punjabi songs, they can contact us. Any of us. And the poster has all the numbers.
Latte di chadar utte zaleti rang maya. Aave samne, aavo samne, kolo tir utke na lang maya.
Toda naate mein likh liya hai. Now you have to show up.
Yeah, and she is the cultural head, so she said yes to you.
So your name is
already there. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I should bring my mother. My mother would love it.
I'm going after 7.
Please do, yeah.
So mostly singing or dancing?
So we have actually singers, local singers, and very professional singers. They're going to be singing from 6 to 7. Mm-hmm. So 7 o'clock, we are going to start with only dancing. Mm-hmm. So if there is a singing, that will be probably 1 or 2 maybe in the end or in the middle. But we are focusing on Gidda, Pangra, folk dances, weddings of Punjabs by cuties. Mm. That's the name of that.
Cuties?
Yes. The weddings of Punjab by cuties. So they know that it's going to be very interesting. There are moms and dads and grandpas and the sisters and the brothers and the family, you know, friends, all of them from boys and the girls' side, how they meet. And, you know, it's just like an act.
And at what time is that?
We don't want to just disclose that.
Okay. That's a surprise.
It's a surprise event.
But it's all little kids, so it's going to be a lot of fun, like kids between 6 and 10. So you can imagine all cuties out there.
Yeah, going to be there.
It's fun.
It'll be
fun. And they're
fun.
Practicing day and night. Yes. We are practicing.
So how many total participants are there, you think?
It's about 200.
Whoa.
Yes, because we have Empire Bhangra, a group around 12
from
people.
From California.
California, yeah. They are coming. To perform, and there's going to be special presentation for half an hour.
Who's
from
the
them.
Special guest, chief guest? Is there one?
The chief guest. What do you mean, chief guest?
Do you have a chief guest? No, sometimes people invite the council general. Sometimes
yes,
invite
we are inviting council general also, and we are
the mayor or somebody.
Yes, we are inviting all of these people. Let's see that how they confirm it. You know,
okay.
Because Houston is a pretty busy city. You know, they're working so hard because it's a
our
new
community
mayor.
Is a very busy community.
Yes,
yeah,
there's
very
too
busy
many
community.
Activities,
so
too
many,
many
activities
events
going on
the same day.
Yeah,
right, and
so
are you going to be performing?
Yes, I'll be performing, of course.
Yeah.
All are performing, actually. We
Raman,
have
you're
event.
Dancing?
Yes.
No, Raman,
yes.
Raman is very good at dancing.
Yes.
And how about you, Soma?
No,
we are going to take her also. It's
yes,
going to be
everybody.
Mrs. Punjaban. Mrs. Punjaban means Mrs. Coordinators.
No, somebody has to lead the backstage, right?
So. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's
and
all right.
Plenty
well,
of
look,
food,
guys,
food
we're almost out of time.
From Mahesh's Kitchen, food from
Mahesh's
Kitchen.
Yes. Is
food
be
for
good.
Sale. So, folks, yeah, be there April 20th at the HCU Morris Cultural Arts Center, which is off of Fondren Road. And it's from 5 to 10 p.m., the Grand Vaisakhi Mela.
Well, folks, ladies, thank you for coming here and
absolutely.
Sharing everything about the Vaisakhi Mela with us and then participating in this quiz. Hope you had as much fun as we did.
Yes,
and we had a lot
and
of fun.
And hope to see all your friends back in the studio soon.
Right, and yes. Do send more people here. And I'm sure we'll be hearing from you again before the Mela comes on.
Absolutely. We are going to be just bothering you. Don't worry.
We're really good at that.
Yeah. No,
and
we,
folks,
we enjoy it.
Yeah.
Please stay tuned with us. We're going to be going to our regular segment after the end of the show. This is Indo-American News Unplugged. We did the current affairs quiz this time, but next week is going to be something different. So you'll have to tune in to find out.
All right.
So with
folks,
that, I'm
we'll
out
right
of here.
We'll be back after the commercial break.
We'll see you later.
Thank you. Thank you for having
thanks
us
everyone.
On air.
Stay.
Fairbanks.
Stay with you.
Oh, okay. Sure.
Indo-American News Radio.
India News.
US News.
World News.
Movie reviews.
And local community roundup.
Every Saturday.
4 to 6 p.m.
On Masala 98.7 FM.
Hi, I'm Jawahar.
I'm Sanchali.
And I'm Pramod.
Indo-American News Radio.
Harry Shah of Bollywood Entertainment presents
Umrao Jaan Ada, a Broadway musical play
with music by Saleem Suleiman. 350